Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Now, in today's episode, we are going to be talking comparison. We are going to be talking about believing in yourself, feeling like you're enough, and I mean like really feeling like you are enough, realizing your potential, realizing all of your amazing skills, and getting rid of comparison. So we're going to be diving into all of these concepts in today's episode. If you're not already following me on Instagram, make sure to come over and let me know that you are listening to this episode. I am at victoria.maskell. If this is your first episode, then welcome to the podcast. This podcast has got loads of different episodes on mindset, manifestation, law of attraction, and today's, I hope, is going to be a really, really powerful episode. Now, before we go into the episode, I just want to remind you that launching in early September, there is a very exciting brand new course that I've got that is going to be in the form of a 12-day challenge starting in early September, and it's going to be taking you beyond the law of attraction. So if you love manifestation, if you love mindset, if you love the idea of manifesting money, clients, abundance, happiness, joy, whatever that is, you are going to absolutely adore this course. So there's going to be more details coming. What I will do is I will actually update the show notes. So right now, you just need to make sure that you are following my Instagram, because that will be where you can find out when this launches if you want to join us. But I will update the show notes. So if you're listening to this in September, come back, check the show notes, and I will make sure that the link to find out more and come and join us is there. But I just wanted to remind you that it's coming very, very soon, and you don't want to miss out. So it's going to start in September, but it's only going to be available for that 12-day window, because there will be daily information, daily content for you, because it's going to be part of a 12-day challenge. So mark your calendars. September's going to be an exciting month. Okay, so in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about comparison, because comparison is absolutely everywhere. I've seen so many people recently who have done a social media detox. Whether this is from a business perspective, they have taken a month off social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, etc., or whether this is from more of a like personal perspective, people who have just realize that they're mindlessly scrolling on their phone. And funnily enough, I saw a TikTok last night where this girl was saying, what do people do after 5 p.m.? And she was basically talking about how, you know, she wants to finish work at 5 p.m. She wants to stop doing anything work related at 5 p.m. And then it suddenly dawned on her, wait, what am I going to do? And she was like, a walk only takes an hour. Once I've cooked dinner, what am I going to do? And it was a genuine, like, come on, people, give me ideas and examples of what you do in the evening, because she didn't want to be on her phone the whole time. And I am so one of those people that I fill time by scrolling through my phone, and I'm trying to be more mindful. I noticed that my weekly screen time was down by about 11% or something last week. So clearly I had more social time and less media time. And I don't actually think our phones are a bad thing because, or social media, I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily because you can get so much positivity from it. You can get so much inspiration. You can get distraction. You can get all of these positive things from it. But what often happens is comparison. Comparison from a physical perspective, comparison from a business perspective, a money perspective, a happiness perspective. And I think everyone can relate to that on some level. So we go onto Facebook. Let's say you're a business owner. You've got a product-based business, service-based business. You've got some form of passive income stream. You're scrolling along and you see someone's success story. Or you see someone has bought bigger premises, or they've launched this, or they've hit that figure or that target. What often happens when we see that is rather than just viewing it as a thing in the same way we might view a really nice video of a landscape or, I don't know, a picture of a cat or a dog or something like that, we start to take that image and we start to compare it to how we're feeling or what we look like. So the business owner is going, oh, have I met my expectations this month? Have I signed clients? Have I sold enough products? Have I been successful? I'm doing loads of air quotes and I realize you can't see it because it's a podcast, but you can imagine I'm doing it. But it's a feeling of rather than just looking at something and going, that's nice, that's great, oh, okay, that's a fact for that person. We start to then turn it inward and we compare ourselves and we start thinking about maybe if we've been feeling a bit lacking, like we haven't hit our targets, if this is sort of specifically business related, we start to use that as a feeling of, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not doing a great job. I'm a crappy fill in the blank, CEO, entrepreneur, whatever. And that can make us feel really low. And then we carry on scrolling. And then because our reticular activating system is being programmed with not good enough, everyone's more successful, everyone seems to have got their life together, everyone is being successful in business, why am I the only business that's not? Then because the reticular activating system is being programmed with that, it goes, oh, okay, you want to see more of those things? Here you go. Here is a dose of this. Here is this person's success. Here is this person who started their business 2 minutes ago and they've made their first million. Here is this person who is younger. Here is this person who lives in the country you've always wanted to live in. Now, if you know about the reticular activating system, it's part of the manifestation mechanisms that we have, if you like. It's a very real physical part of your brain that filters and determines the reality you see. And this is definitely happening when we're all scrolling on social media. So if you're having an amazing day, if your business is incredible, you love it, you are fulfilling your passion or your job, if you are absolutely loving your job, your business, your career, and you're scrolling through social media, your reticular activating system is being programmed with life is great, life is amazing, we're so good, life is success, we're abundant, high vibes. You then interpret the things you see differently and you see different things. So your reticular activating system is not going to give you the focus or it's not going to pay attention to a post that doesn't fit the vibe you're on, the vibration, the thought process. It's going to show you things that fit that. So maybe you're going to notice a message in your inbox and it's someone, a client, a friend, whatever, telling you something really positive. This is so important because the algorithm aside, like I'm not really completely up to date with the algorithm, but the algorithm, to my knowledge, particularly on Instagram, but I'm sure it's on Facebook and other social media platforms, is based on if you like certain posts, it will show you more posts like that. So my TikTok and my Instagram Reels is full of two things. It's full of business related content and it's full of cats. And that probably doesn't surprise you in any way, shape or form. And the business related content is very much mindset based, maybe a little bit of social media type stuff to do with coaching, and the rest of it is just cats. And that is because I spend more time watching cat videos. I might see a really funny cat video and I will share it with my friend. I'll send it to my mum. I'll save it. The same with social media stuff. I'm like, oh, that's a good trending sound. Oh, I love what they've done there. Oh, that's a really good point. I'm going to make a note of that. So the algorithm is filtering out things that don't fit what I'm saying I like. The exact same thing is happening in our realities, but based on our reticular activating system. So maybe our reticular activating system is a bit like our manifestation algorithm. We feed it information about ourselves, our business, money, our bodies, our health, our well-being, and it then filters reality to make sure that what we're focusing on and what we're seeing fits those facts, fits the algorithm, fits what we've said is important right now. So when we're feeling like, oh, I'm a bit annoyed with myself, or oh my God, I'm procrastinating again, I keep doing this. When we're feeling like we don't believe in ourselves, then the reticular activating system is just going to show us more of that. Now, this doesn't have to just be social media, but I wanted to start there because I think it's a big thing for the world we live in right now. Social media is massive. Like I said, I think it is really, it's has the potential to be really good. I love connecting with people. Like, I won't say her name, but there's someone who, from memory, she followed my podcast. I followed her back. We just started having random conversations based on my stories, her stories. And then it turns out she actually knows my best friend's husband. Now, we live in completely different places in the country, but I wouldn't have connected with that person had social media not been a thing. You might have found this podcast through social media, and I am so grateful for that. I see a lot of really positive content. I see it as a way of connecting with people, of sharing hints and tips and hopefully value. But if I'm having a really bad day and my reticular activating system is like, okay, I'm going to show you a dose of why you're sitting doing nothing and why you're not growing this your social media enough and why you're not doing that, I see it more and more, and it can have a really negative effect. So comparison is everywhere. And comparison can lead to two things, really. It can lead to a feeling of inferiority, or it can potentially even lead to a feeling of superiority. Now, on the surface, you might think, is superiority a good thing, a bad thing? Are they the same? I'd actually argue that inferiority and superiority are kind of the same side of a coin. Because if feeling inferior is I'm not good enough, why would we need ever to feel superior? Because inferiority is driven by comparison, but so surely is superiority. Because to feel superior, you have to evaluate and compare yourself to other people. And arguably, if you're feeling superior, you've decided you are better in some way. But there's still comparison. Now, if someone is truly happy, content, loving their life, in their own lane, doing what they want to do, in alignment, they don't feel superior because there's no need to compare. It would be a case of, yeah, that person's doing that. Amazing, brilliant, great. But it wouldn't have, there wouldn't be a need, rather, for them to evaluate that against themselves. Now, really, there's no need for either inferiority or superiority. If you're thinking about being your best self, high vibe, in alignment, comparison isn't relevant because manifestation is all about your own process and your own journey. It's about how you feel. It's about how you evaluate situations. So for one person, being a parent might be the most amazing thing in their life. That's what would bring them a feeling of purpose and joy and excitement. And that's amazing. And then there could be someone else that the same feelings of purpose and joy and love and excitement could come through travel, could come through being a business owner, could come through a completely different path. And this is the thing. Manifestation isn't about controlling anyone else. It's not about shaping someone else's thoughts or feelings. It's not about being better than anyone else. It's about being aligned, enjoying, loving, experiencing your life the way you want it to be. So really, we need to find some way of releasing and shedding this comparison, because all it does is lower our vibration. Now, you might think, I was just talking about superiority, you might think, so Is it actually better to feel superior? Because feeling inferior makes you feel not good enough. So does feeling superior make you feel better? My argument there would be, you want to be neutral. You don't want to be in a position where you're feeling like, oh, well, I'm doing better than them. Because why does it matter? Why does doing better than someone else, making more money than someone else, feeling thinner than someone else, stronger than someone else, why is that relevant? And my argument would be, it's just not. But the problem is, comparison is absolutely built into our social system. It's built into our internal programming because it's everywhere. We compare height, we compare weight, we compare IQ. There's literally a chart for everything. You can compare percentiles and averages. And I remember, so I can see that there is a positive to this in that in schools, they want to be promoting well-being. They want to be promoting health. And there is a point where a body becomes not such a healthy body in terms of, I don't like the word weight, but I can see that it would be good for a primary school, I'm talking about the school I went to be able to check that children were healthy. Okay, I'm all for health, well-being, mental health, physical health. But I vividly remember, and I was probably 7 or 8, so prime subconscious time, I vividly remember being taken into a room and there was a nurse, and I remember my height being recorded and I remember standing on scales and my weight being recorded. Now, I don't remember what I weighed. I've always been quite short, but at the time, I wasn't necessarily short in comparison to everyone else. In fact, fun fact, when I was in year 6, which is year, you're about 10 or 11 in year 6. There was a school play and there were 3 groups. So it was, I think it must have been the Wizard of Oz. So there was the Lullaby League, the Munchkins, and the Lollipop Guild. So the Lollipop Guild was made up of the really tall people. The Lullaby League was made up of the next group of people. And then the Munchkins was made up of the short people. I wasn't a Munchkin. I was at the top. So I was one of the tallest of the Lullaby League. So I was like the middle. This is irrelevant, probably. But my point being, I remember these things. I remember the comparison. I remember being categorized in terms of height. Now, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, because no event is necessarily a bad thing, because it's all to do with how we evaluate it. Now, my point is that every day we are being evaluated in some way, because the way our social system works, and to be honest, the way a lot of things work is there is a comparison. So house prices, there is a comparison. This house costs X much, this house costs Y much. Your IQ, there is a bell curve. So we can say the average IQ used to be 100, but actually now the average IQ has moved up to maybe like 110. But there's this feeling of we are constantly able, for good or bad, to evaluate ourselves against some kind of norm, some kind of benchmark of success or happiness or wellness. Now, there is a huge body positivity movement, which I think is so, so important. I was talking in a previous episode, but I was talking about this with friends, and like, we grew up in that era where it wasn't necessarily skinny jeans, but it was like jeans that showed off all of your stomach. So the ideal was the sort of Britney and the Christina. That was the look. So maybe even blonde, I hadn't really thought about that, but that was the body image. And it's like whoever the top celebrities are, that's the ideal, I'm doing the air quotes again, body image. And now we've got people like Kim Kardashian, we've got people like Ashley Graham, who, if you don't know who Ashley Graham is, she is a top fashion model in America. She's done campaigns for Max Factor. She worked with Tyra Banks on America's Next Top Model, which I actually love. Like, I know it's had some problems, but I used to absolutely adore that program. So we have different body images now, but there's still a comparison, because there could be someone whose natural shape is very tall, very slender, very straight up and down, who now is comparing themselves and going, oh, I don't have those curves. I don't have that shape. So it's constant. And the problem with it is we end up feeling inferior, feeling not good enough, feeling like we're actually focusing on something we should be doing, or how we should feel, or how we should look. So it's like, oh, I should have more curves. I should have more muscle. I should be making this amount of money. I should have a perfectly hinged house because I am this, I am that. At this age, I should look this way. The list is just endless. But the problem is, this should, this thing that we should be doing to be worthy, to be good, is a completely made up construct. It just doesn't exist. Like the average IQ, okay, so we can plot that on a bell curve and be like, right, well, that's the average. Why is that important? Why is being 111 better than being 109 in the big scheme of things? Okay, yes, we can say these 10 people are right at the top and these 10 people are around average. But why? Why are we constantly trying to see what is average? Why do we need to know what the norm is versus being in our own headspace, our own norm? What is normal for me? What is normal for my body? What is normal for my lifestyle? What do I actually want? Rather than trying to fit in with made up constructs that just lead us to internalizing a feeling of not good enough. What we need to think about is if we can find a way of releasing that concept, releasing that comparison, we actually release the pressure we're putting on ourselves. And as a result, we're going to feel good enough. We're going to feel enough. We're going to feel worthy. We're going to feel valued in our bodies, in our businesses, in our life choices, because the comparison has fallen away. The comparison has just dissolved and released and it stopped being a thing. And then from your reticular activating system's point of view, when you stop focusing on something, you stop seeing it. So you stop noticing on social media or in your day-to-day life things that in the past you would have been really hyper-focused on. And actually that in itself is so freeing. Now, a great way of doing this obviously is to take time off social media, to step away, to mute accounts, to pause things, to just say, this isn't serving me, I'm not enjoying it. And explore other things like, do you want to read more? Do you want to take up a hobby? Do you want to paint? Do you want to cook? Do you want to go for walks? Is there an opportunity to go to a gym class where there are other people and you actually want to talk to people? Like, try other things. I don't think social media is bad in any way, shape or form, but it's about noticing what is good for you and where that comparison is coming from. Now, I think there is, like I said a minute ago, an event doesn't necessarily have to be a negative event. It's all to do with how we perceive it. And the trap most people fall into is to evaluate, to notice a difference. And I've used that word difference importantly there, but like to notice a difference and then internalize that as not good enough. And it's that third bit, that's that like last internalizing as not good enough that's really causing the problem. So ultimately, I can look around and go, all of these people are taller than me. Okay, great, that's fine. All of these people are younger than me. Yep, that's true. All of these people are older than me. Yep, still true. And every single person listening to this, you can look around right now and do something similar, whether it's to do with height, weight, accents, money, job, choices, whatever. You can look around and see that there are differences. But the problem comes when you then take, I'll use that first example of like, all of these people are taller than me. The problem is when you then say, so therefore, I'm not tall enough, I haven't grown enough, I'm not significant enough, because height and significance can often be intertwined in some way, shape or form. So as an example, a doctor, right, if you take a doctor, a GP, a surgeon, whatever, they can see that there is a difference in their boxing skills compared to Anthony Joshua, okay? They can see that on the skill level, they're not quite as good a boxer as Anthony Joshua, although if you follow boxing recently, maybe he didn't have the best day. But anyway, he's a very highly skilled boxer. The doctor could also go, and you know what? I'm not as good a physicist as Einstein was, or I'm not as good a mathematician as Carol Vorderman. Carol Vorderman used to be on Countdown and is renowned for being incredibly good at maths. So shout out to Carol Vorderman. I'm sure she's not listening, but if she is, love that. But what's happening is the doctor's going, okay, I'm not as good a boxer as Anthony Joshua, and I'm not as good a physicist as Einstein, and I'm not as good at maths as Carol Vorderman is. But they don't then see themselves as inferior. They can see the differences, but they don't then internalize that and say, therefore, I'm not good enough. Therefore, I'm not meeting that standard in general. They can just understand that each individual has different skills. Because if you flip that, you could go, well, yeah, because the boxer can't perform medical procedures and therefore is actually, in some ways, inferior to them. But better than saying inferior, just different. Or the mathematician doesn't have the same medical knowledge. So he or she is different. You can use the word inferior, but the problem with inferior is it has a negative connotation, whereas different or has different skills is less negatively loaded. So really what I'm talking about is we need to embrace this idea of every person has a different combination of skills rather than looking at comparison and allowing that to be internalized as I'm falling short, which is obviously a little pun there, you know, falling short because I am short. So it's about combinations of skills, different skills, differences rather than good and bad, short and tall, better and worse. So, you know, like we were talking about social media, you see someone with the business you want or the body you want, and you see them having this life and you just presume that they're happy and that they are loving life and that they're successful. And that can then make you question yourself. Am I meeting this standard? Should I have hit that milestone? Should I be doing this? There's that should word. And as my friend Joe would say, Victoria, don't should on yourself. And I say that to every person listening. Don't should on yourself. Don't allow yourself to be compared to things that are irrelevant. So what is the solution then? Okay, so you could see it as, oh, I can see that person running that business, or that person's got that job, or that person's just got married. They've got everything and I just am not there yet. I'm so behind. You could see it like that. Or you could flip it and you could say, right, well, where is that giving me clarity? If I could slot into their life, do I actually want that? Do I want that business? Do I want that relationship? And obviously not that person's relationship, but do I want that right now? Is it actually what I want? Do I want to be traveling the world? Or am I just feeling not good enough and therefore I'm seeing someone else as, oh, well, they must have it then. They must have the things I want. Because actually it's that clarity that helps you understand what you want to manifest. The clarity that leads you to ask for the things that you do want rather than the things you feel you should have. Like, how many shoulds are there? Oh, you should get these grades. You should go to university or college. You should get a job first. You should have a relationship. By this age, you should have achieved that. You should look like this. You should weigh that. Why? Absolutely why? So this is the reframe then. Let's think about seeing other people achieving things, number one, as a sign of what is possible. Someone's just started a business and made their first million in 6 minutes. Amazing. Oh my God, I didn't even think that was possible, but now I know it is. Now I know I've got neural programming about that is possible. If I want to do that, I now am one step closer to it because it's come into my awareness it's possible. That classic example of the 4 minute mile. Before Roger Bannister, it was like, it's not possible, can't be done, not going to be possible. He managed it. And then really quickly after that, other people did the same thing because suddenly they were like, oh, it's possible. He always had a belief that he could do it. So that's the first reframe. When you see other people, whether it's social media, friends, family, achieving something, just remind yourself that this is amazing, that this has come into your world, it's come into your reality, because it reminds you it's possible. Also, it reminds you that you don't have to choose that, that you do get choices. You get choices around who you want to be, what you want to do, where you want to be, what you want to look like, feel like, and maybe noticing that person's success is giving you clarity over something you do want or something you don't want. Second reframe, seeing someone else achieving success can be an opportunity for you to celebrate other people's successes and for you to actually feel really high vibe, for you to celebrate in positivity and ask if you actually want to bring elements of that into your life. And I say ask in a, you might not want to. You might be able to look at something and go, that is amazing. That person at the age of 25 has done all of these things. That's incredible. Wow. And that's not for me. And that's not the path I want to take. I'm so happy for them. I love seeing their success. And it's shown me, it's given me clarity that that's not a path I want to go down. So you can really use things like social media as a way of actually understanding what you want and what you don't want. It can help you create vision boards. It can help you focus your goals. It can help you reframe limiting beliefs. So maybe even just today, if you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, and you notice those feelings of, oh, not good enough, use that as an opportunity to go, wow, okay, it doesn't feel good to not feel good enough. Why am I feeling like that? What's made me feel like that? What's triggered that in me? Where did that come from? Or even if you don't want to go down that route, just simply, do I want to feel like that? No. Most of the time, I think the answer is going to be no. So then you can use the what if up game. You can do distraction. You can just allow that thought to fade away. You can laugh at it. There's so many different tools and techniques you can use. But all of these are a very different perspective to comparing yourself and feeling lacking and not good enough and inferior versus saying, and I think this is kind of like the ultimate thing, you are, if you take one thing from this episode, it's this, you are the perfect version of yourself. No one can be a better version of you. And because of that, you are always enough. You can never be less than enough because you are the perfect version of yourself. Can that version of you evolve and change and up level and grow? Yes. But in this moment right now and in every moment moving forward, you are always going to be the perfect version of yourself. And no one can do it better. Not a single person on this planet can be you better than you are being you and that you are going to be you. And when you think of it like that, it's like, wow, I am the perfect version of me. I have to be good enough because there is absolutely no point comparing me because no one is the same as me. When we see ourselves in isolation, when we get in our own bubbles, in our own head, and we focus on what we want to create, and we see other people's success as amazing, but nothing to do with our paths necessarily, we can feel good enough. We can shed that pressure of, I should be doing this and I should be doing that, and actually really tune into, what do I want to do? And maybe you think, actually, So let's give an example. Maybe it's like you want to be in Forbes 30 under 30 or 40 under 40. I'm guessing there's 50 under 50. I don't know how far it goes, but it should be all the way. I'm sorry. Like you, maybe you've got, that's your milestone and you've seen someone else achieve it and you're like, oh, they've got it. When you step away from it's about another person, you can actually ask yourself, do I really want that? Or is it being driven by a need to feel like other people, a need to feel good enough, a need to compare myself? Now, I think there's a secondary gain in this. So a secondary gain is whenever there is some subconscious, usually subconscious, but generally subconscious benefit from feeling a certain way. Now, I think it's because this idea of comparison and inferiority and even superiority, I think the secondary gain is around this idea of safety and needing to feel like we fit in. Because there is a lot of kind of evolutionary psychology around that desire to be liked, to be fitting in, because it meant safety. It literally meant safety and protection. And I think there's another dimension in that. We don't like to feel like we're alone. So if we're always striving to compare ourselves, if we fit in the average, we kind of fit in where we want to be, we feel safer, we feel heard, we feel like we're doing the right thing, like we're doing what we should be doing, air quotes again. And that makes us feel better in some way, shape or form. And by better, I mean more of a makes us feel calmer, makes us feel more relaxed, makes us feel like, oh, okay, I'm doing a good job at whatever it is. But really, I think the solution is that when we can understand and recognize and embrace our own uniqueness, we can release that pressure. We see comparison in a completely different way because we're probably not comparing, we're just observing. It's like, oh, that person's done that. That person's gone there. That person's achieved that. That's amazing. But it doesn't have to deter from our path and what we want. So my takeaway is, I'm going to say it again, you are the perfect version of yourself. And because of that, you are worthy. You are enough. You are everything you want to be. And you don't need to feel the should. So my little action step from you for you today is kind of, where are you putting the should on yourself? Where are you putting pressure on yourself? Where do you find comparison coming up? Is it in a Facebook group? Is it social media in general? Is it a friendship group? And where can you sit in that energy of, no one can be me better than I am. I'm allowed to grow. I'm allowed to evolve. I'm allowed to up level. But every day I am always enough. Where can you embrace that? Where can you release some of that comparison? Now, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to check on my social media and on the show notes for these podcasts for more information on Beyond the Law of Attraction, that course that's coming up in September. And I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll see you soon for another episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.